Sky News, I'm Laura Winters. It looks like we may be heading for a government shutdown, USA's John Schaefer reports.
The House was unable to approve a short-term funding bill led by Republicans. That bill, which encompassed substantial cuts and border provisions, faced opposition from all Democrats and 21 Republicans. In the meantime, the White House is accusing House Republicans of reneging on a previously agreed-to bipartisan government funding deal.
House Republicans are refusing to live up to their end of the bargain. They have turned their back on the deal. They are on an island entirely by themselves and entirely of their own making. Their chaos and their chaos alone is now threatening to push us into a shutdown.
Shalonda Young, director of the Office of Management and Budget, reminded of the accord made between President Biden and Speaker McCarthy in May.
Tributes pouring in pertaining to the death of California Senator Democrat Dianne Feinstein, who passed away at the age of 90. Here's President Biden.
Dianne made her mark on everything from national security to the environment, gun safety to protecting civil liberties. Country's going to miss her dearly, and so will Jill and I.
And Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell saying,
Dianne was a trailblazer in her beloved home state of California, and our entire nation are better for her dogged advocacy and diligent service.
Feinstein serving in the Senate for 30 years. In other news, the United Auto Workers announcing an expansion of its strike to include two additional locations as not enough progress reportedly being made during negotiations. And as part of the Go Green agenda, the Biden administration now targeting your gas-powered furnace. The Department of Energy looking to make the furnaces more efficient with new regulations going into effect in 2028. This is USA News.
If you have asthma, pay close attention to this message. It can save you hundreds of dollars on your healthcare costs. Right now, you can make a free call and get generic asthma inhalers for less than $20 a piece. That's cheaper than most of your insurance copays. And if you call right now, you can buy 10 or more and save even more. Our Rescue Asthma Inhalers are a real generic version of the product that you already pay hundreds of dollars for. Save yourself money and call now to order. If you have asthma, now you can save hundreds of dollars with no prescription required for your inhalers. Call right now. Learn how to get your Rescue Asthma Inhalers shipped directly to your door for less than $20 each. Call the Prescription Savings Hotline now.
800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. That's 800-451-0380. Call now.
New York and New Jersey residents have been dealing with tons of rain, water pouring into some New York City subway stations, making them inoperable. Parts of New York seeing the wettest day on record, New York Governor Democrat Kathy Hochul declaring a state of emergency due to the flash flooding from the remnants of Tropical Storm Ophelia. To Las Vegas now, where police arresting a man in connection with the 1996 murder of rapper Tupac Shakur. Here's Sheriff Kevin McMahill with the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department.
For 27 years, the family of Tupac Shakur has been waiting for justice. We are here today to announce the arrest of 60-year-old Dwayne Keith Davis, a.k.a. Keepy D., for the murder of Tupac Shakur.
A concerning Instagram video showing pop singer Britney Spears dancing with two very large knives prompts police to make a welfare check.
Police felt it necessary to check on Britney Spears' well-being Wednesday after the pop star shared a video of herself dancing with knives. Spears twirled around in her Southern California home holding two large knives while wearing a crop top and bikini bottoms. But the Ventura County Sheriff's Department did do a welfare check and decided she was not in any danger physically or emotionally. I'm Corey Myers.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.